Now, September marks the start of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It's the second deadliest type of cancer in men, only after lung cancer, but it has incredibly high survival rates if you get it early. Now, I don't need to tell you how far medical science has come in recent years, and there are some incredible treatment options now. Here to tell us more are our good friends and commercial partners from Sydney Adventist Hospital and harnessing the latest advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve, whole person healthcare. Joining me is urological surgeon Dr. Jonathan Cam. Thanks for your time, Doc.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, what symptoms should men look out for with prostate cancer?
So look, with prostate cancer, most of it is actually has no symptoms at all. So that's why we do screening for men, particularly men that have history of family history of prostate cancer. And these patients should get screening in their 40s to 50s because we want to pick it up before the cancer has spread anywhere. A lot of the men that develop symptoms down the track, so these could be things like lower urinary tracts, difficulty voiding, straining, going to the toilet more frequently. If it's from prostate cancer, usually it's a bit more advanced. So we want men to be screened by their GPs early, so that we can pick it up before it causes any problems.
Yes, and that's the thing. It sort of goes in line with a few other issues that men have at a certain age, doesn't it? So they might think it's something else.
Exactly, yeah. So most of the time when men get older and their prostate gets larger, they'll have a lot of urinary tract symptoms, and the vast majority of them actually don't have prostate cancer. They have what's called benign prostate enlargement. So most of our men that come with prostate cancer are picked up purely based on screening. But if you have those symptoms, you should definitely see your GP to get a PSA blood test check, and then, if appropriate, see a urologist after that.
How important is early detection?
Very important. So with most men, if you can pick it up early, so now with PSA blood test screening, MRI scanning, about 90% of the cases we diagnose now are confined to the prostate. So that means men can still get cure from either surgery or radiation. If you pick it up too late, when it's spread outside the prostate, we can no longer cure it, but the treatments now are very good. So people still expect to have life expectancies between 5 to 15 years, but it's no longer curable once it leaves the prostate.
What are the steps to getting a diagnosis? I mean, if you're concerned, you've talked about what the sorts of things are that you can do, but I know a lot of blokes like me who have fairly regular colonoscopies at a certain age also get their prostate checked at the same time. So there are a few things, I suppose, you can do apart from getting your blood work.
That's right, yeah. So the first step with diagnosis is that you will be screened, usually by your GP, with a PSA blood test. And that should start. The newest prostate cancer guidelines that should be coming out later this year are actually recommending it now for men when they're 40, particularly if they've got a family history. So once the PSA comes back and it is above a certain level, we then reconfirm it with a second one just to make sure it's true. And then you'll be sent to your urologist to have an MRI scan of the prostate. The MRI scan then tells us, is there something suspicious in the prostate? And then we take the patient to the operating theatre to perform a biopsy of the prostate, and that'll confirm the diagnosis of prostate cancer. Once that's done, then they'll usually have a PET scan, and that's to confirm that the cancer hasn't spread anywhere outside the prostate.
Right. They certainly are very focused on it now. I remember back in the day when my dad had early signs of it. I'm going back a couple of decades now, or maybe not that long. But anyway, it was a lot. They were flying blind to an extent.
Oh, exactly. And prostate cancer used to be, before MRIs came out, it was one of those bizarre cancers where we'd have a blood test, which would have some concern, and we would basically just blindly biopsy the prostate in the hope that we would hit the prostate cancer. And, you know, there's no other cancer out there at the moment that's like that. And so now with the MRI scan, we're much better at picking up the cancer early, we're much better at targeting it, and much getting a diagnosis early.
And treatments come a long way too.
Yeah, that's right. So the standard treatment used to be an open, so a big cut in your tummy, prostate removal, the surgery. You used to be in hospital for about a week with a catheter. But then the last 10 years, there's been a huge expansion of robotic prostate surgery. So now men are usually in hospital only for a day or two with about 6 1-centimeter cuts in their belly. And now the latest thing that's come out is a treatment called focal therapy. And the idea of it is that often when you look at the cancers, it doesn't involve the whole gland or the whole prostate. So a lot of men asked me, they said to me, look, Jonathan, why do you have to take out the whole thing? If there's this one spot here, why can't you just treat that? Because that's what we do for a lot of patients. So you think of women with breast cancer, you know, you don't always take out the whole breast. You just take out a small lump. And so Profocal is the latest treatment that's available at the SAN. And this is a day procedure where a needle is placed into the prostate. And just like we do the biopsy, and instead of doing a biopsy, we put some laser energy in. It takes about an hour, patient's home the same day. Now, this is a new treatment option that's been available at the SAN for the best part of a year. It still hasn't got official TGA approval, which is coming later this year, but we have approval from the TGA to treat patients because it's getting such good results for these patients.
Wow, that's Star Wars stuff. Do you need to go back for multiple sessions, or one session usually do?
So in our original trial, so this Profocal device was actually developed in Sydney by a urologist, their company's in Lane Cove. The original trial, which I was involved in, was at Nepean Hospital. And so once we had this treatment, 85% of the men didn't need further treatment. So that means a lot of these men don't need any further surgery, any further radiation, any further laser treatment. But in that 15% that does recur, you can have another laser treatment in order to not and avoid the standard treatment where you remove the whole prostate, which has a lot more side effects.
You mentioned it's fairly quick. How invasive is it? And is it painful, or can you get knocked out?
Yeah, so you're definitely knocked out for it. So it'll be similar to the prostate biopsy for men. So they're put to sleep. We then place a needle in their perineum. So that's the area just below the scrotum. And there's a needle placed in there, and you apply the laser energy for anywhere between about 30 minutes to an hour. The main benefit is that afterwards, it's not particularly painful. Men will have a bit of blood in their urine. But most importantly, unlike standard surgery, men, so, you know, if you have a standard surgery for prostate removal, about 30% of men will have incontinence at 3 months. Whereas with Profocal, no men get incontinent from this treatment, which is a real big bonus for our patients.
Yeah, so they're basically the only sort of side effects, for want of a better term, or after effects?
So with this Profocal laser treatment, most men will have a bit of blood in their urine. It'll burn a little bit when they pass urine. Small risk of urinary infections, but otherwise it's very straightforward for these men. And then the other big thing that men don't like when they have surgery or radiation is that a lot of the time their erections are affected. So if you have surgery, about 80% of men will have erectile dysfunction after surgery. With this new Profocal treatment, only about 20% of men will have erectile dysfunction. So right. It's much better in terms of continence and much better in terms of preserving erections.
Oh, well, that's extraordinary. And I suppose we are constantly finding new ways to deal with these things. And as you said earlier, to diagnose them too, because it was a very tough thing to deal with. There was that old saying, wasn't there, you'd probably die of old age before you die of prostate cancer. But then you don't want to be that complacent, do you?
No, most definitely. And I think these days, you know, that statement is very true, because the prostate cancer treatments these days are really good. So, you know, even men that come to me now with prostate cancer spread throughout their body, the treatments now are such that we can keep these men alive for, you know, 10, 15 years, even though it's spread. But these treatments all come with a lot of side effects. So what we do want to do is that if these men have prostate cancer, we want to get them early so they don't have to have these other treatments that have a lot of side effects. And we want to be able to cure them so it's not hanging over their these men's head over the rest of their lives.
Remarkable stuff. Dr. Jonathan Camp, thank you very much for your time.
No problems. Take care.